Dead air for more than 6 seconds.
We found out that it's six.
It used to be 10 seconds.
The regulations changed.
Wow. It's 6 seconds.
No, I went to the FCC building in Washington, D.C.
For
I didn't go.
Moni?
No, I walked past it. Oh. I just wanted to share that.
You just wanted to share that you've been.
I walked past the FCC building.
You walked past the FCC building
in Washington, D.C.
And they know of W. All we got to say the call sign WONY 90.9 FM. Okay, we did it. Yay!
We got the legal ID.
Yay! We said it.
Look at us. Do you know how much we remember? I'm so proud of us.
I know. Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Oh boy. You're going to have to show me how to do this.
I don't think they played it when we started.
Usually the automation does it for you.
Oh, really?
4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 24th, the Art Gallery is hosting their event, Artletics, which will include a live painting competition with artists painting still life live models based off of athletics. Painting will occur from 1 to 4 p.m. with snacks and refreshments from 12:30 to 1 and from 4 to 5. Anonymous voting will occur from 2 to 5 p.m. and this event will be held in the Fine Arts Interior Courtyard or Open Space Gallery depending on the weather. Also on Friday, the women's softball team will be playing Canton at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. And also at 3 p.m., the men's baseball team will be playing Cortland at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. On Saturday, April 25th, the softball team is playing again, this time against Oswego at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 12 p.m. Also playing at 12 p.m., the men's baseball team plays Cortland again at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. And at 1 p.m., the men's lacrosse team plays Canton at the Red Dragon Field. And on Sunday, April 26th, join WONY for our annual WONY Island event. See bands perform from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. in M201 Fine Arts. Dress for our island theme and bring your friends to enjoy some awesome music for free. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
We, as student leaders and members of student-run organizations, recognize the urgent need for community solidarity in the face of recent immigration raids, attacks on DEI initiatives, trans rights, and safe spaces on our campus and the world around us.
As students, we share feelings of fear, uncertainty, and vulnerability during these times. As our identities, histories, and families continue to be under attack, we have chosen to take action and refuse anticipatory obedience.
Our clubs and organizations stand united as safe havens for all students navigating these challenging times. We commit ourselves to utilizing our collective platforms to amplify this message, offer community support, and mobilize for a call to action. Together, we remain focused in our efforts to protect and uplift communities in need.
For more resources, feel free to contact the Student Association office or reach out to any of the clubs and organizations listed on our Instagram page.
Dead air. Making sure I don't get dead air. Okay, hold on. Oh, okay.
Too loud.
Oh, it's too loud. Okay. Oh my. Okay, Sarah Barbakoff, keep talking. I'm going to sign the wall.
Why? Right now?
Yes.
Let's keep talking.
Why do you have to do this right now? I could.
It looks like I'm being pressured right now to sign the wall.
What am I supposed to talk about?
Talk about Neko Atsume.
So Neko Atsume was a game when I was in college. Zach is literally abandoning me right now. Okay, so Neko Atsume was a game when I was in college, and you had cats, right? And you had these like little like cats, and you would like you would put out food for the cats. You'd get like a house or something, and you'd put out food for the cats, and then you check back in the app, like I don't know, maybe an hour later or something. And the cats would, you would get various cats to come. Do you even know what I'm talking about? Yeah, see, like, this is how old I am, guys. Okay, so this was a trend approximately, I don't know, 8 to 10 years ago. And you would, the cats would be attracted to the food. So the cats would come and they would, like, eat your food. And you would have to try and collect as many cats as you like could, kind of like I guess in a poke, like you didn't get points or anything. It was just like, oh, look at these cats, they're so cute. But then there was like special cats, and the special cats would be like a cat based off of like an Egyptian cat, or like a cat that looked like Napoleon. Or there was this one cat, and he was really fat, and I forget his name, but it was like Tubbs or something, and he was like the most rare cat to get, and you had to put out like this really special fish. I'm literally explaining Neko Atsume on the air. And yeah, you would put out the special fish, and Tubbs would come and eat the special fish.
Tubbs is.
And this is the music. This is the music. And it would just be like this on repeat.
I just feel like I'm on the bus from high school, like going home, and I'm like checking on
we,
Tubbs.
We as a society need to bring back Neko Atsume. Remember Tamagotchis, guys?
Yes.
My friend for Hanukkah got me a Snoopy Tamagotchi.
Iconic.
I love Snoopy.
Snoopy.
We just saw Snoopy.
Didn't we see like two Snoopy? Oh, it was at the grocery store.
At the grocery store. I saw an influencer, guys, at the grocery store.
In the middle of Pennsylvania.
Yeah. So I used to follow, not anymore, because I don't really follow much like fashion people on Instagram anymore, but I saw this woman at the grocery store. By the way, we were in the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania, because we're staying in the Poconos. And we're at the grocery store getting snacks. And all of a sudden, we walk down the aisle of like the snack aisle, and there is this woman that I used to follow on Instagram, and like this is, she has like 600 and something thousand followers on Instagram, and she's just like standing there with her husband in the middle of the snack aisle.
It's like seeing a dog walk on its hind legs.
Yeah. And we're staying in this like gated community, and
dox us.
I'm not doxing us. Do you know how many gated communities there are in the world?
That is true.
So we're staying in this gated community, and we pull up because we got to get a visitor's pass. And they're there again in their car getting a visitor's pass. So we're staying in the same gated community as this like ran this like influencer that I used to follow.
And we tried to find. No, we didn't.
No, we didn't do that. But how funny would it have been if they were like our neighbor? It would have been pretty funny. But I can't believe I recognize someone from Instagram
in the
snack aisle of a grocery store in the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania.
Insta what?
Instagram.
Sam Smith. Should we play Unholy by Sam Smith?
Is that Queen?
I think it's okay.
I don't know. Was it like number one? When I worked at BLI, we played it, but I'm sure it was a clean version if it needed to be it. I don't think when you go to a Quest Diagnostics at 5 in the morning, they're playing Unholy by Sam Smith and Kim Petras.
All right, what else do we want to play?
We need a Sarah Bareilles song.
We do need a Sarah Bareilles song.
Should we do, what Sarah? Do we need Love Song? Perhaps Love Song.
Love Song or Brave?
No, I can't stand Brave.
Okay, Love Song.
Or perhaps King of Anything. Do you remember that one?
I don't. We gotta do Love Song.
Okay, do Love Song. Love Song is such a classic.
I would also just like to bring this up, that on this iMac, there's the web print client, which I'm very confused by, because I believe that's for like printing things. So Yeah, let me just deplete the Student Association's ink. Let me just print something.
Wow, you're not paying for it.
Let's not make that sentiment.
We're no, going to print out the entire B movie script.
I had this 100-page assignment due one time in Mill Library.
That's
and
awful.
I remember.
Wait,
I
what class was it for?
This was like a methods, like education class.
Okay.
And I had to, I distinctly remember hitting print and then seeing the dollar amount just drastically go down. It went down like probably like a solid $6.
That's crazy.
And
I can't
like,
believe they made you print the 100-page essay.
I know. Well,
that's wild.
That advisor, my professor, he's unfortunately passed away.
Oh.
But he was a very nice man, but he just was not. He just didn't want to deal with the technology. So he was just like, just print it for me.
That's wild.
So, okay. Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Is Katy Perry
Should we play Roar? That's very
that
much,
is quest
that's a quest diagnostic.
We'll do
song.
Love Song by Sarah Bareilles, and then we'll do Roar by Katy Perry. How's that?
And you're gonna hear me roar. Woman's World? That's kind of giving quest diagnostic.
106.1
BLI.
I just did a call sign for a different radio station. That's not
WBAB,
this one.
WBAB
102.1. Walk
97.5. Roger and JP. This is WONY 90 for legal reasons.
Love Song by pop star Sarah Bareilles. Here we go.
I'm not gonna write you a love song, 'cause you asked. you for a thousand more. All along I believed I would find you. Time has brought your heart to me. I loved you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand.
Can everyone hear? Oh, now I hear me.
I can hear you.
Okay.
I think the thing fell off. Is there supposed to be like a cushion on the headphone? I think it's off.
We're having technical difficulties.
No, it's fine. I'll just live with it.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. We're back.
Tell me about the Great Woney Fire.
Oh, the Great Woney Fire. All right. The Great Woney Fire. This, I want to say this was like March of like 2019. I was chilling in the Gary Sparacco Lounge, and I assume that Will's Bock still exists. Will's Bock Diner. Okay, that's still okay. Good.
You mean Will's
I'm gonna
Bock
go
Hall?
Check that out after
I
this
love
too.
I love the idea of Will's Bock being a diner.
Will's Bock Diner.
Yeah. Anyway,
Dining Hall. Will's Bock Dining Hall. Will's Bock Diner. Wait, they should like rebrand. Okay, regardless, Will's Bock Dining Hall. March of 2019, they had one of these like. It was like a brookie almost. It was like a cookie brownie with like M&Ms. They still make those? That's crazy. Okay, now this is my next question. Do they still make the samosas? The samosas are the triangles and it has like chickpea grounds in them. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, okay.
We,
so maybe
we have a current.
Thing.
I just want to like for anyone that's listening, we do have a current Woney member in the studio.
Yes, we have a current Woney
so
member advising
like,
us and assisting
we're not just
us.
Like talking into the universe,
right? So I'm hearing that the M&M, the Brookie M&M thing still exists, and which is perfect. And then also samosas allegedly still exist.
Wait, do
anyway.
They have a soft ice cream machine in Holbert Hall dining room?
Oh,
yeah.
Hall
still?
I lived in Holbert
He's
Hall freshman
been.
Year,
okay.
So.
That's crazy.
Got it, yeah.
We're going to
have
to go
you don't,
find
you don't
out.
Need to do that. It's okay. Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it, yeah. Anyway, so I was on the first floor to Quiet Hall. Anyway, I don't know why they put me. Okay. I'm getting derailed. So I had the brookie. I had, they always, you know, they encourage you to take like a pastry or two on your way out or whatever. So I took the brookie and I put it in a like to-go container or whatever. I think they had to-go containers actually at that point. And I had it in my bag and it was later in the day. It was like lunchtime. I got this brookie and then it was dinner. I was at Woney and I really wanted this brookie. And I was like, wait, I worked at Subway over the summers and I remember heating up the cookies in the toaster. So I was like, I'm going to try this with this brookie, except in the microwave in the Gary Sparacco Lounge. So I put the brookie in the, this was dumb of me, in the to-go container. I put the brookie in the to-go container into the microwave and I started nuking the brookie. And then all of a sudden, like 30 seconds later, you just start seeing white smoke come out of the Gary Sparacco Lounge. And that was the Great Woney Fire. Oh, and there's a picture of me. I don't know if it still exists. Maybe somewhere. Probably got like thrown out during the move. But there was a picture of me hung up. And it's just me very emotional because I was upset at the fact that my brookie was like burnt.
I'm so sorry.
So that's the Great Woney Fire.
I'm trying.
Okay, oh, what,
go.
What's
I'm
going on?
Get a working pair of headphones.
Oh.
So this part fell off.
Like oh.
It was very uncomfortable.
Oh.
I'm just switching them.
Oh, okay. Okay. Uh-oh. We got a technician here. Sarah Barbikoff. Music
unplug.
Director.
I can figure out how to unplug and plug in. I took one semester of music.
One semester of
music, of audio production.
Audio production.
I learned absolutely nothing. I learned how to click on the Pro Tools icon, and that was it.
Pro Tools.
Yeah, I remember sitting on the floor in Studio C, and Brett Masteller.
Uh-huh.
Telling us what the differences between different microphones are. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting there and being like, why am I in this class? I hate this so much. And I never took another audio class again. It's a miracle I actually passed, to be honest. I think I got a B minus.
You know, I would have ate that up.
Why didn't you do audio?
They don't allow it for, unless you're a music industry major. Oh, I do remember take that. It, which I was very that. Upset by. Yeah. I would have 100% done a minor in audio. But oh well.
Oh well.
There's YouTube tutorials for that.
What now? Which DAW do you prefer?
Oh, which DAW do I prefer?
Yeah, what DAW do you
So use? I, right now I use Ableton just because my piece, I have Windows currently. Got and it. Logic does not run on Windows.
Okay.
So.
But you're not a Pro Tools guy?
No, I've never touched Pro Tools.
I know
Ariana Grande touches Pro Tools.
I learned how to click on the icon.
Iconic.
I learned how to click the icon. That's about
I love
all.
It.
That's about all
B
I got.
Plus or B minus.
I got a B minus.
B minus.
Yes.
Sarah Barbakoff, B for B minus.
B minus in audio production one.
Questlab's Diagnostics. Questlab now we get our blood drawn at Questlab Diagnostic while we listen to Nora Jones
and yes,
Ingrid Michaelson. We gotta play
Nora
Sunrise,
Jones.
Sunrise by Nora Jones. Just picture it's 5:30 a.m.
We also have to play some Feist.
Yes. 5:30 a.m. You're waiting
what
in the Questlab Diagnostic. Sunrise,
Jones?
Sunrise.
Sunrise. Okay.
And you're 5:30 a.m. You're in Questlab Diagnostics, and you're in the lobby waiting to get your blood drawn. And then as you're getting your blood drawn, you just start hearing Regina Spektor and Nora Jones and Ingrid Michaelson and Sixpence None the Richer. You're just hearing all these 90s acoustic songs. And all while you're just relaxed there with a needle in your arm, getting your blood drawn.
Did you fast today? Are you fasting? Are you currently fasting?
Fasting today?
Are you currently fasting?
No, you saw me down a cold brew
no,
before
No,
this.
That's what they ask you at Quest Diagnostics.
Oh, they do ask
they
you.
Ask
they're
you
like, did you, have
fasting?
You fasted over the past 6 hours?
I feel like I downed a cold brew.
It had oat milk and maple syrup in it.
Mine
delicious.
Had,
like a liquid
a
pancake.
I had a latte.
Latte.
Toasted marshmallow. And gingerbread. And the gingerbread overpowered the marshmallow.
The marshmallow.
I didn't really taste the marshmallow, but it was still good. So.
Dang it.
I'm okay with it.
Dang it.
Should we shout out where we got our coffee?
Sure. We got it at Black and Brass in Honesdale, Pennsylvania on the way up here.
I love how you're like, don't dox us. And then you proceed
I mean, yeah.
Out there.
Oh well. If they really are our fan, maybe they will drive to where we are.
Yeah.
Sign some autographs.
If you would like, you can go there if you want.
Take
you
some selfies.
To, you can. All right. How about some Sunrise by Nora
Sunrise
Jones?
By Nora Jones.
Yeah. Okay. I think we need some Nora Jones up
yes.
here. Okay.
Okay. Sunrise, Nora. Oh.
Sunrise, sunrise, looks like morning in your eyes, but the clock's held 9:15 for hours. Sunrise, sunrise, couldn't tempt us if it tried, 'cause the afternoon's already coming gone. And I said, who? Something I could hide when I see we made it through another day. Then I say, who? throw its cover down. It's the only way to bring me back. Ooh. 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 To you.
Say hi, everyone. We have a special guest with us now.
Hello. Oh.
Yes. Oh, introduce who you are.
Sorry. forever. 90.9 FM WONY. This is DJ at the Cat. This is not the weekend pregame. This is the weekend
action.
in action.
We have Natalie Costanza.
It's not to dox your full name.
We've already doxed everything.
For those of you just listening in, this is a fun little special surprise that we have going on here.
What's the surprise?
There's a surprise.
Me.
I'm the surprise.
That's so true, Bessie.
I'm on the show.
You're the surprise.
That's so, you know, hey, I don't know where my ID is.
Oh, your ID? My ID's over there.
No, they have ID. Yeah. Oh.
Mine's somewhere.
I love it. It's over here.
Natalie, what is the coupon for in the ID?
Raffle baskets.
But we didn't pay, so I'm not doing
something. Oh, what? Sarah Barbacall.
Just for clarity, in case people are listening, there was a special accommodation made. This is
I'm sorry to
with MJ. Thank you. Bring any issues
through.
Up with MJ.
Just passing.
Sarah and Zach are not
But we are making a nice donation.
Yes. Which is very generous.
I want to make that clear.
Yes.
Because I slipped up and said that on the air. Whoops. Anyways, let's talk about something else.
Hey. So I had the great pleasure of seeing...
I'm canceled now.
Zach.
And Sarah.
Well, Zach, I saw you on Sunday.
Yes, you saw me on Sunday.
Zach was not running. We ran like a little
It was a four-mile.
Four-miler.
Yes, run for kids.
Run
Central
for kids.
Park.
Royal Bank of Canada, RBC Race for the Kids. And this morning, I did 3 miles around campus.
Hilly.
But I will say the hills.
The city of
killed
hills.
Me.
City of
the hills,
hills city
were
of
real.
Hills.
I did a lot of run walks.
Did you do it on the cow path?
No.
Ugh.
I did not.
Like, cow I have path. Like, you know what really just like triggers me?
Yeah.
Tell me.
The idea of going up the hillside hill.
Like walking
it?
Yes. Every time I would walk up that hill, because I lived that hillside, I felt like I was going to throw up. Yes.
And that's okay.
No, it's not okay. That means I'm out of shape. I probably still can't do it.
Natalie, do you remember the Great Woney Fire?
Yes, that was during my show. Someone, I'm not looking at anyone in particular, may or may not have put a cosmic brownie?
It was a Wilsbach cookie brownie.
Thank you. Wilsbach cookie brownie in the microwave. In the to-go container. And all of a sudden, I'm on the air. Let me see if I can find video evidence of this.
I hope there's video evidence of this.
A picture. It probably got removed. If someone finds it in the studio, I would love for it to be sent to me. But if not, it's okay. You can live on legacy. There is a picture of me just looking very distraught that I almost caused the Great Woney Fire. And I'm holding my burnt brookie.
Can I tell a fun story about me? This has nothing
yes,
to do with the Great Woney.
Absolutely.
One time... So I would do my shows on Saturday evenings, and I would be the only...
Saturday, 6 to 8.
Yes, correct. And right before Uncle Bill. And
yes, rest in peace to a legend.
Rest in peace to a legend, Uncle Bill.
So, because it's like a Saturday evening, there was nobody else in the station.
Right.
So I would literally like take my shoes off and just like vibe. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, I needed to go into the office, and I was just wearing like socks. And I left my ID in the studio.
Your government ID or
no,
your
like
school
my
ID?
My school ID. Because you had to like scan the ID to get in the station.
Right.
And I left it in the studio. So I had no way of getting back into the studio.
Oh
I had to walk around. I had to go outside with no shoes on.
Right.
Barefoot with snow on the ground. Because I took my socks off because like my socks were going to get all soaked if I
Why
didn't
you wait for Uncle Bill?
I think this was at like 6:30 at this point.
Oh,
like
no.
I would have been waiting a while. So
all this dead air.
Yeah.
I think I had my thing queued up, so it just kept playing. But I had to like go outside, walk all the way around to because this is when Moni was still an alumni
hall.
I had to walk all the way around to the police station because even though there was a door to the police station across the hall from Moni, mm-hmm. that was just like a exit that had like no way to enter through there. So I had to walk all the way around, go to the police.
Go down the steps outside.
Yeah, go to the police station and be like, please, I'm literally barefout. Please let me into the station. And the police
did they?
They did.
Okay. But,
and they were probably like, what is going on with this girl?
The police had to let me into Womie.
They were able to open the door?
They were able to open the door.
Okay.
Well, they have to be because they're university
yeah, that's
police.
True. That's true.
And that's the story of how the police had to let me into Womie.
I have so, like, one day, maybe next year, 65th.
Uh-huh.
65th anniversary. Or sometime in the future. We need to come on and have a Woni show that's just like, we need to have a Safe Harbor Hour show. The Woni.
Just a memoriam.
Yes.
A reflection.
A reflection. There are so many stories.
Higgins.
Robin Ross Higgins Hall. Did you ever live in Higgins?
I never lived in Higgins.
No, you never lived in Higgins. Wait, where did you
Hulbert.
Live? Hulbert.
Ford.
Ford.
And then off campus. And then that was it. Because COVID happened.
I lived in Golding, McDuff, and Hillside.
I wanted everyone Golding, to know that. Grant, Robin Ross Higgins Hall, Robin Ross Higgins Hall. 2 years. I remember I wanted
you
to
got
live
those
off
steps
campus.
In, girl.
I got the steps in. I wanted to live off campus. And I think my parents actually convinced me to stay on, which was the right decision because especially as I got more involved with Woni, being 30 seconds from the station
yeah.
was a lot better than being a 15-minute drive.
Yeah.
Also,
that's
just
true.
Like it was just better for me. Hillside would have been fine. Maybe. Sarah might have different opinions.
I liked Hillside.
You liked Hillside except for the walk.
Yeah, the walk was a pain
it
in the
looks
neck.
Like
I didn't have a car. So if I was like screwed out of the bus, so to speak.
Which happened.
Yeah.
It looks
a lot,
like your typical
I would be stuck walking.
It looks like your typical luxury apartment in Greenpoint.
Truly. Hillside was preparing us for the gentrified buildings of the five boroughs.
Natalie, we need to go back to that Japanese breakfast. Not
yes.
Michelle Zahner, but actual breakfast that was Japanese.
Oh, in Greenpoint.
In Greenpoint. So
we went to this place.
Yes, it was so good.
And I love birthdays. Everyone should know this. I love birthdays
you
so much.
You love celebrations.
I love celebrations. And
party planner, event
director. Previous events director, I won the special election. And then certain people, who I'm not going to say on air.
Oh, here we go.
Went to for my neck to try to take the events because they were, you remember this.
I was not there for this.
I remember
yes, you
this.
Were, honey.
I was?
Yes.
Why don't I remember
this? I was not, I don't think I was
oh,
on
wait,
E-board
wait, wait,
yet,
wait, wait.
But I was by
you
proxy.
By proxy.
Yeah.
I will have to confirm who we're talking about once we hang up the microphones.
But. Zach was my first Woni events committee member.
Member.
And this, we had
the only one that showed.
Truly. And things were out of control. And I had to write this speech. And I was like, I wrote this speech. I was like, Woni is welcoming. Something with an O. Neighborly. And something with a Y. And I was like, boom, boom, boom. And people were like, oh my God, she just described Woni spelling it out. And I said, yes.
Yeah, that was the point.
Yes, I was reelected, just in case. Also, the person that was running against me, there was no contest. I think they only got a few votes.
You're just so iconic.
I think people were just like, she's already doing the job. She's fine. Then a year later, I get GM and I cried during my speech. Typical. Typical. And then it was COVID. And then we had to have the Woni elections virtual, which took like 4 hours.
Oh my God.
Was I there for that?
We were at
I
God's
don't
Mom.
Remember.
I wouldn't have.
You were with us physically?
Yes. Which probably in hindsight shouldn't have been.
Been
that way.
Happening and we just admitted it on the air. Oh well.
Things were a different time.
It was a different time, you know.
Yeah.
I will say sorry for all the ums and the ahs and the likes.
Eh, whatever.
Oh. Yeah.
Whenever I would listen back to my old shows, it's just nothing but
you would think 5 years teaching I would have my filler words.
Yeah, but you're not
my filler words out of my vocabulary.
But you don't need a high vocabulary, you're a math teacher.
That is true.
You just need to know
I need
numbers.
A specific vocabulary.
You need to know PEMDAS.
PEMDAS.
You need to know
right.
PEMDAS.
Right.
You got to count the CDs in the music.
Right. Library. I got to audit the library after this. CD library.
I made a joke. If you don't know me, just to clarify, I have very dry humor. And I'm also very, I feel like I'm very sarcastic.
Can we do
sarcastic.
The laugh at the same time? 1, 2, 3.
You know this show is recorded.
Oh,
you can pull the recording.
Oh, I'm
I'll
so excited.
I'll talk to Lucas.
I can't wait to hear this.
I can't wait to hear the recording.
Thank God.
Oh, Lord. That's terrifying.
I want to say, so last night, yesterday was an insane day in my life. Working 10 to 2. I took a half day. My dad and I drove from Rochester. It was supposed to take us 3 hours. It took us 4 because we stopped like every hour for a mirage of issues.
Mm-hmm.
I filled up a gas tank for the first time and I don't even know how long. Yeah. It took me a long time. Anyway, point is, came in, show, 9 o'clock.
Them gas prices, am I right?
It was $50 for half a tank. Oh my God, that's exhausting. Really crazy. I mean, my dad has a big truck. No, honey, he's on the thruway.
Oh,
Well, that's partially the reason why.
Yeah, well, we should have stopped with my... whatever. Anyway, point is, got here, show 9 to 10, was more like 9:15 to 10:20. Anyway, who's to say? And I, you know, you're getting back on the air, and I realize how rusty I am.
Rusty?
I didn't have the...
Like from Cars? Like the movie Cars with yes, Lightning good, McQueen?
Because Zach likes movies.
I don't like... I only watch animated movies.
Because he likes movies this. Without bodies.
No body. No human no, bodies. No bodies. I watch human bodies every day. I don't Zootopia. Need to watch it on the screen.
Zootopia.
Zootopia.
Bluey.
Zootopia and Bluey.
Plushy
Lane. Bluey.
Yes.
I love Bluey. I will admit it.
You know, I also should have worn a higher sock because the ankle is exposed. But we came in yesterday. My dad and I, as I have every year except for the 60th anniversary, which was 5 years ago, I've always stayed at Morris Hall. It's easier for me. I have to be here early. I have to, you know, get the whole thing organized. Mm-hmm. And if anyone wants to laugh.
I love laughing.
Right. So I made a joke. Because I came in a little late. It was like a little like later than I wanted. It wasn't late, but you know, the mixer had already started, which is fine. MJ's holding down the fort. And I made a joke to someone about like someone like biting my head off. Like I was like, oh, he's going to bite my head off. And someone's like, this is really serious. Like this is like supposed to be fun. And I was like, I'm making a joke. They didn't think it was
You're just
fun.
Like my older brother. He has a very dry sense of humor.
Very dry.
Yeah.
Had the show last night. It was awesome. Today, Brooks Barbecue dinner at 7 p.m.
Exciting.
7 p.m. Is that an open invite for everyone listening?
Well, you will have to check in at the door. So.
Okay, so
so I guess
closed
maybe.
Invite.
This is a closed invite.
Invitation. Sorry,
I can't come.
We are potentially going to UE, aka Undercover Eggplant. However, I'm very full. There's so much food in the water.
I will be going to Undercover.
I might just get a side of pasta salad,
as you should. There.
Can you advertise
salad.
The phone number?
No.
607.
You remember?
I told you, it's nobody like muscle memory.
Nobody call. Nobody call because I'm not figuring out how to work the telephone.
Yeah, don't call
607-436-2711.
What was 1-2? Was that the
it
office?
It was the office.
Okay.
I need to know. Did anyone save the Butthole Surfers voicemail?
Not sure if that is.
I hope that's an existence somewhere. Yeah. Someone back in the
list. I don't think it was on the list. I think we're fine.
No, it's fine. That's the name of a band.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Wait, I didn't know where you were going with this.
No, the Butthole Surfers, like the band, the Butthole Surfers.
Honey, I'm going to be so honest. I don't know.
Okay, anyway. I can't believe you guys don't remember this. So someone called requesting a song by them, and the DJ was afraid to play it because they thought it was going against like FCC rules.
Right.
Uh-huh. And this person on the voicemail got increasingly and increasingly more angry as the voicemail went on, and to the point where they were like literally screaming about how it doesn't break FCC rules because there's no cursing in the song.
Can't they just play it at their home?
I don't know, but
it's not the same.
But this, it was like the funniest voicemail in the, and like it was on that voicemail, like the voice messaging thing for a bajillion years.
And it's deleted from history.
I think it might be deleted from history. We're going to have to find it. Maybe Jesse knows where it is.
Oh my God, Ryan Seacrest just walked in.
Guys, Ryan Seacrest is here. He is here.
On that
no,
note.
Just joking. Anyway.
We've been joking that that celebrities have been walking
Ryan
through the
Seacrest
whole time.
Ryan Seacrest is here.
John Mayer is here.
John Mayer showed up. John Mayer showed up. Do you know what we've been playing? We've been playing
Quest, Sixpence on the Richard.
Yes, Quest Lab diagnostic music.
You know when you get your blood taken at 5 in the morning before work and they're playing like soft pop hits?
I have never gone at 5 in the morning.
Oh.
I've never really been that early either.
NYU, I usually go to the Tisch Hospital.
I'm more of a Quest Diagnostics Port Jefferson girl, you know.
I have to go to Quest actually to follow up on a test that I had to do.
Oh. This is just what you have to look forward to when you're in your late 20s.
I know.
Guys, this is our highly detailed medical information that I'm going to share now.
Oh, that's what I was going to say earlier in the show and I forgot
what,
when
your
I said I got
credit card
here.
Number?
This is our social security numbers.
I forgot because I had such a crazy day yesterday. I forgot to tell people like my show time. I said I was going on the air this week, but I never specified. So at like the crack of 9:15 p.m. The crack of 9:15.
Uh-huh.
Not the crack of dawn, the crack of 9:15.
Right.
I panic texted Jesse King and Christine and Caitlin Coleman, was like, hi, I'm going on the air. And they, all three of them, jumped right on.
To be fair, I was also in this group message, but I was like half asleep on the couch.
I was not going to call you just call yourself out.
It's okay. I'm calling myself out. I'm very sorry that I was not listening.
It's fine.
I was half asleep watching Bluey on the couch.
No, and I was like, I put a mic drop in the show and I said, during Sarah Barbacoff and Zachary Boudreau's show, there will be a special guest. And I followed up on my promise.
And you followed it up.
I would like to say that my mom did listen for a minute, for a couple minutes.
Yes, which is wonderful.
She literally texts me. She's like, Natalie just mentioned you on the air. And I was like, oh no.
Because
I'm not listening.
No, I had played Your Love by the Outfield. Then I played Badlands.
Mm.
And then anyway. Mm. So, anywho, Sarah and Zach went and saw Bruce Springsteen with me in Brooklyn 3 years ago.
Yes.
Which was not his best show, as I've...
I thought it was great.
Experience.
Well...
I've only seen him once.
Right. Compared to his
other
shows.
It was on Pi Day.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just remember being
I don't even
full.
Remember. When we went to Shake Shack after.
Exactly. Exactly.
Anywho.
Oh my gosh, it's 12:56.
Yeah, I have to let you guys go because I came on the show like 15 minutes ago. Yeah. Okay. And it's been, and Jerry's here. Jerry has to take a picture of all of us.
Yes.
I would like to, with my dad.
You're just giving him more work.
No. Oh dear, I'm sorry. Well, Jerry doesn't have to. Oh my God, he already put his camera
away. We're making
him
get his money's worth, you know?
Jerry, oh my God, you don't have to.
We have to play one last song. And I need Zachary Boudreau the story.
You already know what this song is. Yeah.
There's actually so many it could be.
There's so many it could be.
That's
but
fair.
The one
this
that is the most fitting is Why Are You Leaving Me? Maybe End. You leaving? We're gonna play it.
It was a song. Want the club mix, correct?
We want the club mix. It is a song that was recorded off campus here at Oneonta, New York.
Yes.
And then I put it out in the world just because it was goofing around. And then 6 months later, I start noticing that the streams on this song is going up a lot more than usual. I'm like, what is happening? So then I did a little deep dive and it turned out that Jimmy Fallon listened to the song on his show.
Yes, and it was on the show.
There is a
YouTube video of Jimmy Fallon going, Long Island based artist, maybe am I?
And I'm like, I just put this up for giggles. I'm not going to say that
My mom is texting me in all caps.
In real time.
In caps, yes, with a bunch of exclamation points. This woman is so excited to hear
for this song.
To hear Why Are You Leaving Me?
Club mix.
I don't know if she's ever heard the club mix, so this might be a first.
All right. Well, it features Abby Perrin's, I just doxed her. Her cat who's now deceased. R.I.P.
What was
Spin.
The name of the cat?
Spin.
Queen. King.
King. Queen. Queen. Queen Spin.
A genderless king.
Genderless king. Sure.
Okay. Well,
all right. So thanks, guys, for listening in.
Thank you for letting
for our Quest
crash.
Lab show.
Yes.
Diagnostics.
We'll see you at Quest Labs Diagnostics in Port Jefferson, New York.
Until next time.
Thank you for letting me crash.
Anytime. Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. Why won't the music pause?
Okay. Did you find it? Is it on Apple Music still?
It is on Apple Music.
Oh, okay.
Why are you leaving me? Why are you leaving me?
Okay, just play it.
I had some sort of medical thing before Zach's show at the Mercury Lounge. And I don't remember what it was. I think I was extremely dehydrated. And I still went to the show
and I wore
a COVID mask.
Yes,
because they said
it was so
had low
iconic.
Immune system. And I was very unwell. And my friend Danielle literally had to hold my hand as I walked.
Yes.
I was like, I'm not missing this show.
And I love this thing.
That was probably iconic. A stupid decision. But anyway, we're here.
It was
here
worth
now.
It. And anyway, here we are.
Don't take spironolactone if you don't drink enough water.
So true, bestie.
Anyway,
I don't know
life
what that
pro
is.
Tips.
Anyway.
Okay, should I play the
Period.
Song?
Yes,
let's
please.
Play it. All right.
Love
bye,
you.
Bye, WONY.
Bye. Keep
bye.
It locked, baby.
and FM.
The YMCA is just a starting line, for the true self blooms only when we find our purpose, what makes us tick below the surface. Y is the before work hustle, an after school home, a section of my block, a corner to call my own. With my Y, I stand strong, seen and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror, and everyone belongs. Find your why. Join today at ymca.org for a better us.